and thank you for joining us today for the Sleep Pill, the podcast where together we will dive into the complex world of sleep in plain language. This program is sponsored by the Sleep Neural Lab. I'm Dr. Cesar Jajaro, a psychologist specializing in behavioral treatment for sleep problems. Joining me today is Dr. Julio Gonzalez, a psychiatrist with extensive experience in sleep disorders. Today, we'll explore one of the most powerful and pervasive disruptions of the sleep, stress. Stress is something we all experience, but many people underestimate the impact on our sleep quality. Welcome, Julio.
Thank you very much, Cesar. It is a great pleasure for me to be here. This is a subject that I think it's very important because stress might be a silent antagonist when we are talking about good sleep. People frequently think that insomnia is a standalone issue, but what we see in clinical practice is that unresolved stress and anxiety are the very important causes. And at the same time, chronic insomnia is a source of significant stress. So this makes it a vicious cycle.
And yeah, and it's a fascinating relationship between these two components. I mean, sleep problems increase the stress level, but it's true that the stress level worsens the sleep. Before we go into the solutions, let's kind of start with the basics. What is happening in the body physiologically when you are under stress situation and how that impacts on the sleep?
Well, that's a good place to start. When we are stressed, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, we can call it HPA axis, is activated, and it leads to an increase of a hormone called cortisol. This is our primary stress hormone, and also increases the adrenergic tone. Cortisol is meant to be higher in the morning and lower in the evenings, but with chronic stress, that rhythm is deregulated. And sometimes at night, instead of winding down, the body is still in a state of physiological alertness. So it's like trying to fall asleep while your body is preparing to run a marathon or something like that.
And that's what we call the sympathetic nervous system, the so-called fight or flight system. It's a big, part of this story, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is the body's immediate stress response system. And when it is activated, your heart rate increases, your blood pressure rises, your muscle tone increases also, and your brain becomes hyper alert. This is helpful in real emergency situations, but it could be catastrophic for sleep. So sleep requires that the parasympathetic nervous system activates and you get into a different state, a state of rest and digest. And chronic stress blocks that transition.
And that's something my patients often describe in my practice. They say something like, I'm exhausted, but my mind won't stop racing. And I always explain to them that that's the cognitive aspect of the stress at bedtime. It's what we call cognitive hyperarousal.
Yes, and it becomes a continuous loop. People start worrying about the fact that they are not sleeping, and that worry itself fuels that stress response. It becomes anticipatory anxiety. What will happen if I can't sleep tonight? And that alone, don't let people fall asleep.
Interesting. And Julio, let's talk about the most affected. Are there any particular group more vulnerable to stress-related insomnia?
Certainly. So people who perceive they have high responsibility roles, such as healthcare workers, first responders, executives, are especially at risk. especially if they are not able to detach from that role. We also see a lot of stress-related insomnia in caregivers, in people who are going through bereavement, through divorce, through a job loss, or any other significant vital situation. Also, women tend to report higher rates, particularly during the perimenopause or after giving birth, where there are many hormonal changes which add to the emotional load of that state. And of course, students under academic pressure may have it.
And the consequences of this type of insomnia are not just feeling groggy in the morning, right?
Not at all. Chronic insomnia due to the stress can produce many things like cognitive impairment, things like difficulty concentrating, poor memory, slow processing, reduce executive function. It also might significantly affect mood, increase the risk of depression and anxiety disorders. Physiologically, it has also been linked to increase on inflammatory markers, increasing the risk of hypertension, and even impair immune function. In short, chronic sleep deprivation slowly wears down the whole body, including, of course, the brain and the mind.
As always, it's truly systemic, and yet is often dismissed as a normal part of the modern life.
Exactly. People think that it is normal to sleep poorly when you're worried or busy. And if that pattern continues, it becomes really embedded and needs to be treated seriously.
That's a very good point. And let's move on to solutions. And what are the most effective things people can do if they suspect stress is sabotaging their sleep?
Well, I would say to start with the basics. So sleep hygiene is essential. So having regular sleep and wake times, limiting screen exposure before bed, creating an adequate environment, cool and dark environment for sleep, avoiding stimulants late in the day. But with stress, sometimes we need to go one step further. So we recommend introducing wind down rituals, like reading a book, taking a warm bath, practicing relaxation techniques like breathing exercises or progressive muscle relaxation.
And from the psychological angle, I often recommend journaling before bed. Just to 10 to 15 minutes, you know, writing down something something that worries you can help to externalize all the worriness.
Yes, absolutely. And cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, CBTI, is the gold standard for chronic insomnia. And it includes like those techniques. It targets both the behavioral and the cognitive contributors of insomnia.
That's good. And let's kind of talk, Julio, briefly about medication. When should it be considered, and what are the risks that we have with medication?
Well, medication can help break that cycle in acute cases, but it should be time limited and it should be carefully monitored. Short-acting hypnotics or certain antidepressants may be prescribed, but they are not a cure. We always combine pharmacological interventions with behavioral treatment. And we try to taper off the pharmacological treatment as soon as sleep improves. There is a risk of dependency, so this is very important for patients.
So the message is clear. Stress-related insomnia is treatable, but we need to address both, I mean mind and body at the end.
Exactly. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is foundational. Sleep is part of your health. We need to help people see it's a pillar of good health.
Exactly. Sleep is not something that you can leave behind, let's say. Thank you so much, Julio. This has been a very interesting conversation. For our listeners, if you're struggling with the sleep and stress, don't wait. Consult your doctor. There are effective treatments and professionals who can help. Thank you for listening to us today. If you wish more information about what we discussed in this program, you can contact us at info@sleepneurolab.com. You can also leave a rating and review to help others find this podcast. And remember, sleep well, live healthy, and be happy.